Today is the feast of the presentation of the Lord, and I think that today's feast reminds us of the theme of awareness. And we have to ask ourselves, are we aware enough to recognize the Lord when he appears to us? Just like Simeon today, he had to be aware in the Holy Spirit to recognize that this babe, this child Jesus, is the Christ. While many people around him had missed the Lord Jesus completely, Jesus appeared to Simeon and Anna too, in a very simple way. If they were not attentively waiting for him, listening to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they would simply miss him, who was just a simple babe. Therefore, this reminds us that the Lord too, in our very own life, appears in very simple and ordinary ways. Hence, we can easily miss him when we are too preoccupied and busy with the little things of life. We, human beings, are usually the ones who complicate our relationship with the Lord. We often come to him with too many expectations, demands, and a long list of wants. Yet all God ever wants to do for us is to show us how much he loves us by simply being with us in all things. The Lord shows us his amazing love in very ordinary ways, but very heartfelt ways. First, through creation, through the simple manifestations of love, of compassion, and of kindness when we give those things to one another. Also, in prayers and through each and every Mass. But we often want him to wow us and to show us through meager human means and short-lived satisfactions. My brothers and sisters, the Lord did not fancy. He did not like things extravagant. He loves us in a heartfelt, personal, and what seems to be ordinary ways. Just like a longtime couple who doesn't care about wowing each other or worrying about how to measure how one should care or one should show love in the puppy stage of love, with sentiment or with overwhelming emotions. They just want to show each other that they're present to each other. God is the same way. He loves us in his simple but consistent manifestation each day, every step of the way. We are lost when we try too hard to find our peace and happiness elsewhere. We are constantly restless and unhappy because we cannot simply be who we are and be content with what is given to us. Here is the irony. The more we try to seek our own personal, short-term, sentimental, emotional, or hedonistic understanding of happiness, we end up losing the true joy that can only be found with hope. This hope is real, knowing that God is always with us, no matter what. Personal happiness is confusing and short-lived, while true joy is found in knowing who we are in the Lord. Father Henry Nouwen wrote a small book on Christian identity named Who We Are. And in this book, he named the five lies about our personal identity according to the world. The world tells us who we are in these five lies. I am what I have. I am what I do. I am what other people say or think of me. I am nothing more than my worst moment. Or I am nothing less than my best moment. These are all lies. Because it's based on what we do, only on the exterior. The Lord sees us deep from within. The Lord is always with us, being with us, even in the hurt, the suffering, the trials. When I found out after Easter of 2015 that I was about to get assigned to the three parish here, the bishop actually told me after one mass, I need to talk to you. Okay, you're moving. Okay. And I asked him, where, Bishop? Burke Burnett, Iowa Park, and Electra. And I said, where? It's near the Oklahoma border somewhere. Okay. You know, I was really joyful at that time. I said, this is going to be a new adventure. But also, I was really sad. Sad having to leave the community that I have come to love my first 2 years of my priesthood, especially the Spanish-speaking community that I never in a million years thought that I would be so connected. And I remember crying so much at my last weekend masses at Immaculate Conception in Denton because I never thought I was so connected to the people because I had tried my best to give them my everything that I had. And when I actually begin my new assignment here at the three parish, the initial joy and welcoming happiness were very short-lived as my ministry began to fill with many stresses from having to learn and having to deal with many things on my own. There's no more pastor that I can say, go talk to him. The buck stopped with me, and it's what getting hard. Many days of my first few years, I had many temptations of just letting go and calling the bishop, telling him I want to go back where I was. Yet I knew this was my own desire and my own wanting and not of the Lord. So I had to learn to stick to his will. And I'm not going to lie, I had many sleepless nights because of all of that. Yet, through all of that, I have learned to stick to my principles, did what was right and just, grow a thicker skin, and learn to adapt as I'm able. I've also learned how to better care for the people and pastorally administer as a parish priest instead of letting my problem dictate and myopically make me only see the negative in life. Life is worth more, living much more than the problems that are present. And therefore, with all of that, I have learned through all these years how to handle different challenges, including how to deal with a building project, with the strings of fundraising, paying off the loan, and all these financial matters. I have learned so much during my time here. I have come to know and love many people, even though it was hard at times. I have learned how to make the parishes, the three parish here, more than just a place of worship. I try to make it a home where you and I can belong. My brothers and sisters, you are my home. I have nowhere else to go but you. That's why priests are celibate. For you, I have tried my best to give in all that I can, to stick with you no matter what, especially with the things that I don't like and the people that are hard to love at moments. but I try my best to give my everything to you. And I have learned from you that to be a parish priest is to embrace and to love my parishioners no matter what. Hence, I have said it before, and I will say it now. I will never, ever let anything come between us. And I will never abandon you, because Jesus never abandoned us. Jesus Christ incarnated and became one of us, to live like us in all things because he loves us. We are loved and we are his beloved. Hence, we are one's another's beloved as well. This is who we are, members of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. This is our family. If we seek God's presence in one another and learn how to love one another beyond our likes and our wants, our differences and our limitations, as he had loved us, I truly believe our parish, our diocese, our nation, the world, and the universal church would be much better. Simeon and Anna waited faithfully for a long time before they met the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were given the chance to meet him who will save the world at the moment when they least expected it. His parents, Mother Mary and Saint Joseph too, they were surprised by what was told of him, because they simply came to the temple to do what was asked by them through the law. Yet in the midst of all of that, God the Father smiled upon all as his Son showed himself to those who sought him. The Holy Spirit was joyfully working to bring everything and everyone together who waited, who yearned and sought his presence through a mindful and loving awareness. Hence, this is what we are looking for from God, even though we might not get what we expect at times. What God wants to show us will be much more simple, personal, intimate, heartfelt, and at times very ordinary than what we thought it will be. Yet, if we stay, be faithful and humble, be mindful and aware, he will show us what our heart truly desire and seek. That God is with us. He is truly with us, and we're not alone, and that he is enough for each and every one of us. This is our peace, to smile at God and to see him smile at us. May the peace of the Lord be with you.